One thing about governors, they tend to want to be president. Think Clinton, Reagan, Rockefeller, Roosevelt, Huckabee. Should a sitting president worry?
They can make requests of the president, but no demands. And in fact, they often find themselves at odds with the White House.
Hey, several states are currently suing the federal government over the health care bill, and the White House is suing Arizona over its immigration law.
A governor is much more than a talent pool for the presidency.
Those state house masters get to redraw the maps for national politics.
Best entry on a resume ever.
Short of commander-in-chief.
Governors. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, October 25th, and we're going to take... You know that there are more governor's offices up for grabs in this election than ever before? 37.
Interesting. 50 platforms to the presidency. That's,
yeah, that's right.
And
then,
what do they say, 100 senators who want to be president, too?
Yeah.
So that's 150 presidential candidates. Let's get a check of the morning's top news story. The outbreak of cholera in Haiti continues to spread. Health officials now report over 3,000 cases, with more than 250 people dead, mostly in a rural central region.
The Red Cross has sent people into that area, experts in things like water and sanitation, because cholera is passed through contaminated food and water. There's a real concern about getting clean water to people.
But American Red Cross spokeswoman Julie Sell says the nightmare scenario is an outbreak in the refugee camps in Port-au-Prince, where more than a million people still live after January's earthquake.
People are obviously just, you know, terrified by what is happening. The symptoms of cholera are pretty severe.
And early signs that there may be an outbreak in Port-au-Prince. 5 confirmed cases in the city reported so far. Government and health officials are intensifying their efforts to stop the epidemic before it reaches the camps. Sarah Jacobs is a charity worker in Port-au-Prince.
Save the Children is doing a lot of work with communities and families, explaining what cholera is, making sure they know how to prevent it. For example, washing their hands very thoroughly with soap, only using clean water, and making sure they're washing themselves, washing their clothes, their food in that water to prevent the bacteria from spreading.
Many Haitians in the region where the outbreak is worst say they know they're not supposed to drink the untreated water, but it's all the options they have.
Britain's deputy prime minister is calling for an investigation into the latest disclosure from WikiLeaks. Over the weekend, the website published almost 400,000 U.S. military logs, mainly written by soldiers on the ground in Iraq. Some of the reports describe detainees being abused by Iraqi forces, sectarian executions, and civilians shot at checkpoints by American troops. We're going to have more about this story later on this hour. This morning, an AP poll finds a third of Americans say they haven't decided who they're going to vote for in the next week's election. And with just 8 days left, both sides putting on their game faces. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele tells NBC News voters will show their dissatisfaction with Congress on Election Day.
I think you're going to see a wave, an unprecedented wave, on Election Day.
But DNC Chairman Tim Kaine tells ABC News the Republican wave has peaked, especially in Senate races.
4 or 5 months ago, the Republicans thought they had a great chance at taking both houses. For a variety of reasons, the Senate has gotten much more difficult for them.
Most polls show Republicans taking control of the House, but falling short in the Senate.
For the first time, scientists say a woman's blood type could affect her chances of becoming a mother. Yale researchers say women with blood type O may find it harder to become pregnant. Tell my mom that, why don't you? She had 5, was pregnant 7 times. Yeah, she'll love to hear that news.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. It's all about probabilities, John.
Right,
the Dow's going to start at 11,132, the S&P at 1,183, and the NASDAQ's going to open up at 2479.
If you're like me and you buy clothes for boys and girls in your family, girls' clothes are much more interesting than boys' clothes. So is it any wonder that a mom might find her son wants to dress up in women's clothes because they're just more interesting? We're going to have a parent on the show whose little boy did come home in girls' clothing, how she supported him, and also how the institutions like schools supported him as well. But first, governors around the nation.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.